And a good Saturday morning to you. 7:45, which means it's time for another wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack. Happy Easter to you and your family.
And the same to you, Denny. In fact, that's what we'll talk about today.
Good.
Is pairing wines with your Easter feast. You know, it's one of those wonderful traditions, but like everything else, you want a wine to go. The two most common dishes at Easter are ham and lamb. And there are lots of other things, of course, but those two let's discuss first. You want a wine that's accessible and reasonable. And the ham offers you a lot of flavor. Number one, ham is sweet and salty. It's a smoked meat, and so it gives you some problems. The best choice of all, in my opinion, would be a German Riesling, cabinet quality, which is a little extra dry, and that would go perfectly with the ham. However, let's not forget, because it's salty, champagne goes very well. Sparkling, a dry sparkling wine would be just perfect with a baked ham. If you like red, Beaujolais wouldn't be too bad. Another white that comes to mind to have with ham, I had it with ham once on a trip, and I thought it was a superb match, was Gewürztraminer. Gewürztraminer is a very spicy wine, grown traditionally in the Alsatian region of France. Now, Alsace is one of those funny areas of France. They say it's German wine made in a French style, and I'd agree with that about Alsatian wines. But Gewürztraminer is a very aromatic, it's an outstanding white wine, and the aroma and bouquet are just overwhelming, and that wine really wouldn't go too badly with ham either. A Beaujolais, if you want a red wine, would certainly be one to fill the bill with ham. And be sure, if you're going to have a Beaujolais, chill it a little bit, and it goes very nicely. And these wines are all, as I said, they're accessible and reasonable. Another good wine to have is rosé, because rosés really go with so many things. It go very, very well with ham, chicken, or seafood. And, you know, I think they're coming back into their own, you know, lots of rosés. You know, for many, many years, we only had three or four rosés. Now we must have 40, 50, maybe 60 different rosés. Everybody's gotten into the rosé business. It's just a very good choice to think about with rosé. Plus, don't forget, rosés make an absolutely wonderful aperitif. And speaking of aperitifs, you know, Prosecco is a nice aperitif to have. Prosecco is very inexpensive, and you can make a mimosa out of a Prosecco. A mimosa is nothing more than a little orange juice added to sparkling wine. And remember, you don't want an expensive sparkling wine because you're going to put orange juice in it. So very modestly priced Prosecco with orange juice would be a great way to start a mimosa. Another one not to overlook is put some cranberry juice in with that Prosecco, and you create a delightful pink drink that is really delicious. The cranberry, not being too terribly sweet, seems to go very, very well with Prosecco. Now, if you're going to have lamb, whether you're going to have rack of lamb or whole roast leg of lamb, lamb is a strong flavored meat, so it supports big red wines, Cabernet Sauvignon. My favorite wine to have with lamb is from Bordeaux. You know, the lamb of the salt flats of Pouillac, which is a village in the Bordeaux area up in the Médoc. There's salt flats there, and they graze lots of sheep there. And the lamb from those salt flats is really superb. And boy, I'll tell you, nothing goes better, in my opinion, with lamb than a well-aged claret or Bordeaux. The words are interchangeable. Claret is what the English refer to as Bordeaux. And so you use either word when you're talking about Bordeaux. And Bordeaux, you know, is primarily Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Little Malbec, Cabernet Franc are the ones. The right side of the river, the Cabernet is more dominant. On the left side, Merlot is more dominant. But if you're having rack of lamb, you couldn't go wrong, in my opinion, with a Bordeaux. If you're having something like roast chicken, a Pinot Noir would be right in order. A nice Pinot Noir from Oregon with roast chicken, that'd be great. And if you're going to have a white with that, Chardonnay pairs beautifully, in my opinion, with roast chicken. If you're having roasted vegetables or you're having a vegetarian meal, how about something like Albarino from Spain? It's a white wine from Spain, and in my opinion, is one of the best white wines that are unsung in the whole world. It's a very distinctive wine and goes just beautifully with vegetables, in my opinion. Another interesting white wine that we have with a vegetarian dish would be Gundler Veltner. That comes from Hungary and Vienna and places like that. And it's a very distinctive white wine, very crisp, high acid, just a delicious white wine. Gullner Veltner or Albarino would be good with roast vegetables, in my opinion. If you have spicy sausage, you're going to have nothing is better than Malbec. As we've talked before, Malbec seems to go very well with barbecue sauce, and I find that it also goes very well with spicy sausages. A traditional thing to have at Easter is asparagus, because it's a spring vegetable. It's one of the first vegetables to come out. And, you know, if you want to try an interesting thing, just rub the asparagus in a little olive oil, sprinkle it with sea salt, and put it in the oven. Or you can do that same thing out on the grill. And on that grilled asparagus, or the asparagus that you roast in the oven with olive oil and sea salt, is a dazzling simple dish. And of course, it would go very nicely with that Albarino. And asparagus, you know, is a very, very hard thing to pair wine with, because it has such a strong, intensive flavor. Another thing we have to think about is eggs and all the uses you're going to have of eggs, because everybody is going to have a lot of hard-boiled eggs. You can slice them on a salad niçoise. You can put them as an aperitif. Aperitif deviled eggs are fabulous, and you can do them a lot of different ways. You can put avocado in to make kind of a guacamole center on the deviled eggs, or you can put shrimp, or one I had not too long ago was buffalo, so it was seasoned just like buffalo wings, the yolk in the center of the deviled egg. It was very, very good. Salmon, particularly smoked salmon, pairs beautifully with deviled eggs. And so deviled eggs go with many things: bacon, avocado, as I said, smoked salmon. Got a lot of uses for those deviled eggs. You really, you know, Easter's one of those times, I think, you want a little wine on the table. Same something with Passover. It's, of course, a must to have wine. But we've talked about asparagus. Spring peas are awfully good, too. Spring peas are a little easier to pair wine with than asparagus, but a Sauvignon Blanc, like Silver Beach from New Zealand, particularly New Zealand with vegetables, is good, because in New Zealand, Sauvignon Blanc, in my opinion, have a green pepper flavor that is exceptional. Oh, and if you're going to have chocolate bunnies, how about a nice tawny port? You wouldn't believe how well tawny port goes with sweet chocolate. You know, the first time somebody told me to try a Cabernet with chocolate, I was very hesitant. I thought, you know, I'm going to ruin two good things, a nice Cabernet and a bit of chocolate. It went just beautifully together. If you're having a dessert that other than chocolate, like coconut, mango, or pineapple, why not have a Sauterne from a Bordeaux? This is a sweet wine. It's a blend of Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon grapes. And Sauternes are absolutely wonderful and pair just beautifully with any of that tropical coconut, mango, or pineapple fruit. So there you have it. You know, if you're having starters, bruschetta, you could have some of those deviled eggs, use up those hard-boiled eggs. If you're going to have salmon, try putting some green mayonnaise with it. Green mayonnaise is a wonderful sauce. It's so easy to do. Just take regular mayonnaise and put a lot of greens in it, basil, chives, parsley, etc., until the mayonnaise turns green, and add maybe a little lemon juice. And boy, I'll tell you, that is a wonderful sauce to put on salmon, if that's what you're having, and simple to do. Don't forget, if you're having ham, it's sweet, spicy. You want a Riesling. It's salty, so you need something kind of to balance that, so sparkling wine would go very well. So don't forget, those Rieslings are also pleasant because they're off-dry. In other words, they're not bone dry, and they're very low in alcohol. So a Riesling is a wonderful choice to do it. As I said, with Lamb and Passover coming up, you know, I reported this years ago, I had gone to Israel as guest of the Israeli government to visit all their vineyards, and I was absolutely blown away with the high quality of Israeli wine, and it's all kosher. They all have a rabbi on premise, and the wines are just outstanding. You know, most of us think of kosher wine, we think of a sweet like a Concord grape from New York, etc. But really good Israeli wine would be perfect with your lamb dish if you don't want to have Israeli. You know, all wine is really kosher unless they've used something like in the filtration that's a dairy offshoot. But there are very few people use that anymore at all. So almost every wine you're going to get is already kosher. Rhone, and with lamb, Rhone wines go so beautifully, and they're not terribly expensive. The Syrah grape from California is also a nice choice to have with lamb, as is Croix Hermitage, which is a wine from the Rhone Valley that's principally Syrah. And so there you have it, a nice mixture of wines to have with your holiday feast. And believe me, a lot of people are going to sit down because Easter and Passover, of course, rival Christmas or Thanksgiving. So enjoy a little wine with your meal. And I hope I've given you some tips to try that you will make your wine and food pairing that much more interesting and enjoyable. Happy Easter.
And happy Easter and Passover as well, Jack. You always bring some great ideas. Now, if folks didn't catch everything where they want to kind of catch up on things and they want to visit Haskell's, those folks will always help you out. You just tell them what you want to serve, and they'll go for it.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's are experts. We are the wine people. We've been doing this for 84 years. It's absolutely incredible that we've been around so long and been the wine people all that time. And there's a reason for it. They'll pick a good wine, and best of all, they'll help you pick a wine that'll match or marry perfectly with whatever you're preparing, and they'll do it at an affordable price. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big, big dollars on wine. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, one out in Chanhassen. In downtown Excelsior, you'll find a Haskell's, as you will in Faribault, right off of 35. Our Maple Grove store is a super seller not to be missed. In Minneapolis, there's free parking on Saturday. And we will be closed on Easter Sunday, all our stores. Haskell's at Ridgedale, Haskell's in Plymouth. In St. Paul's Highland Village, you'll find the Haskell's, as you will in Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine, and it'll take you right to the Haskell's website where you can find even some of these recipes I talked about.
I know we have to head out of here, but a texter, Jack, heard what you said, but this person says, I love deep-fried deviled eggs. They're the best.
You know, that wouldn't be bad. I just came to mind when you said it, is scotch eggs, where you take a hard-boiled egg and you cover it with pork sausage, and then that you fry that up, and you can deep-fry those. And boy, I'll tell you, scotch eggs are one of my favorite snacks of all time. You can't go wrong with scotch eggs.
We'd like some right now. Thank you, Jack.
Indeed, me too.
We'll talk next week. Have a nice Easter.
I'm looking forward to it.
Bye, Jack Farrell from Haskell's.